All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express nuts. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. At the lineup card meeting at home plate, Veronica Alvarez exchanges the cards with the Great Lakes Loons manager Austin Shubb as we are getting you all set for game number one of a 6-game series. One of these two teams, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons, will have its 5-game winning streak extended at the conclusion of tonight, and the other one will have that 5-game winning streak snapped. Adam Jackson joins me now. Adam, good to see you. Lugnuts coming off winning 5 consecutive games at Dayton.
Yeah, great to be back, Jesse, and what a series for Lansing, dropping that opener against Dayton and then rattling off those 5 straight wins, first time in 3 years that the Lansing Lugnuts have piled together 5 straight. So a handful of victories and hopefully a handful plus one against a Loons team that Lansing has had some really good battles with this year. Number 19 in games played against these two teams, coming up with Lansing 8-10 against the Loons. So they have played a team that has been at the top of the standings throughout the year really well this season.
It's interesting because the way that those games have gone between the Lugnuts and the Loons, when the Lugnuts win, the Loons virtually score no runs. When the Lugnuts lose, though, that's when Great Lakes breaks out the big sticks.
Is it interesting, though? It simply seems to be as simple as that. You pitch well, you're going to win against the Loons, and that's what Lansing is going to be tasked with doing. Easier said than done against the lineup jam-packed with Dodgers prospects in it. Of course, starting with Diego Cartaya, who will bat second tonight. But the Lugnuts pitched it well in Dayton. They're going to have to do the same back home this week at Jackson Field against Great Lakes.
Let's focus on the Lugnuts pitchers, because tonight we're expecting to see Jorge Juan get the start and then Grant Holman follow him. Each of those pitchers struck out a ton the last time out in short span at Dayton. In fact, for Jorge Juan, it was the best that he had looked, 3 innings, 5 strikeouts. And for Holman, 6 strikeouts and 3 innings in his stint against the Dragons.
Yeah, we're still trying to wait and see what the potential is of Jorge Juan. Had a couple of stints with him last year. He got roughed up and then went on to the IL for the rest of the season. Here he comes out against West Michigan, gave up 3 runs, 3rd. But then you saw that outing against the Dragons, where he had a couple of perfect innings, did give up a couple of home runs, but otherwise looked good, no walks and the 5 strikeouts. So excited to see what he can do. And then Grant Holman, same type of story in terms of this year, trying to find that consistency and getting back into the lineup after being on the opening day roster and then being down since April, ready to make his 3rd appearance since coming back in August.
On the other side for the Great Lakes Loons, it's basically the same thing. We're expecting to see Nick Frasso start and then River Ryan relieve. And each of them might not go very long. For Frasso, his first time out there for the Loons,
three innings for River Ryan, his first time out there for the Loons, four innings. Both of them looked great the first time around.
Yeah, exactly. And this is going to be the same type of story. The Loons going to want to pitch it well. We know they've got the bats, but they did the exact same thing that Lansing did out in Dayton. Lost the game against Peoria and then rattled off five victories. Dodgers have been notorious for pitching a guy a couple of innings and then getting somebody else in there. So, as you mentioned, sure see that tonight with Frasso and then River Ryan right after that.
All right, let's have a look now at the starting lineups. And let's begin with the Great Lakes Loons. It's Yorbit Vivas who leads off, plays second base. Batting second, the catcher Diego Cartaya. Heading third at first base, Emanuel Vargas. Batting cleanup, the shortstop Edis Leonard. Jose Ramos in center field bats fifth. Batting sixth, the right fielder Damon Keith. Heading seventh, DHing Austin Gauthier. Batting eighth in left field, Aldrich DeYoung. And hitting ninth, rounding off the order, the third baseman Luis Diaz. And they support the right-hander, and I mispronounced his name, I apologize, Nick Frasso. Frasso gets the ball for the Great Lakes Loons out of Torrance, California. The 23-year-old 6'5 right-hander. Vivas, Cartaya, Vargas, Leonard, Ramos, Keith, Gauthier, DeYoung, and Diaz. Adam, your spotlight loon.
Yeah, I think you got to go with the guy setting the table, Jesse. Yorbit Vivas has had a tremendous season series against the Nuts. They've been able to keep other players in check at times, but it seems like Vivas, every series that these two get to contain him, not only tonight, but the rest of this week here in Lansing.
Now let's look on the other side for Veronica Alvarez's Lugnuts. Letting off the shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting second at third base, Joshua Wright. Heading third, the catcher Shane McGuire. Center fielder Denzel Clark bats cleanup with DH Lázaro Armentero sitting fifth. Batting sixth at second base, Cooper Bowman. First baseman Jared McDonald bats seventh. Heading eighth, the switch hitting left fielder Gabriel Maciel. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the right fielder Brian Buelbas. Muncy, Wright, McGuire, Clark, Armenteros, Bowman, McDonald, Maciel, and Buelbas. Your spotlight Lugnut, if you don't mind.
Let's keep it simple. It's the first game of the series. Top of the order for the Lugnuts. Muncy on a five-game hitting streak. We'll go with Max.
I love it. All right. With that, each team is filtered outside of its dugouts. We'll turn things down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Beautifully sung here at Jackson Field on a Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Great to have you with us as the Nuts are back at home in Michigan State Capitol. A six-game set to wrap up the season series with the Great Lakes Loons. Lansing coming in 8-10 against those Loons this year in their first 18 meetings. Nuts on the year, 44-64, 19-23 in the second half. While the Loons clinching a playoff berth and winning the first half Eastern Division are 65-43, 25-17 in the second half. Lansing has won five straight. Great Lakes has won five straight. Someone's going to have their streak end tonight. Let's find out who it is. And with the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let me take you around the field. For the Lansing Lugnuts defensively, Gabriel Maciel is in left. In center field, Denzel Clark. And in right field, Brian Buelbas. Around the infield, Jared McDonald plays first base. The second baseman is Cooper Bowman. At shortstop, Max Muncy. And at third base, Joshua Wright. The catcher, Shane McGuire. And now to the man on the mound, 6'9", 263 pounds. That's right. He told me he grew another inch. It's Jorge Juan.
Well, just in case you thought you might not miss him, check out those neon spikes he's got as well on his feet.
Let's go down to the field real quick. And with play ball declared, Adam, let me turn back to you on Jorge Juan. His first start for the Lugnuts, he was inconsistent, just trying to get back after making a couple of rehab stints. He had been sidelined so long this year due to injury. Well, his last time out against Dayton, things were much better. With one lone hiccup, back-to-back solo home runs hit by Tyler Callahan and Justice Thompson. He's taking on an aggressive and powerful Loons lineup. What are your keys for him?
Yeah, I think you got to keep them guessing up there, and you're right. Even though you want to get out ahead of these hitters, guys like Eddie Sleyenard, they like to jump on those first-pitch fastballs. So Jorge, 7 strikeouts, just 1 walk. He struggled with command issues when we saw him last year. Keep things in the zone and make the Loons put that ball in play.
Here we go. Yorbit Vivas will step in from the left side against the right-hander Jorge Juan. The time is now 7.05 p.m. Home plate umpire Jared Molman, base umpire Clyburn Rondon, and the first offering called a strike on the inside corner. As a matter of fact, let me switch that. That's Clyburn Rondon who signifies the called strike at 7.05 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Molman on the bases. Vivas takes, ball one inside. So glad to have you along here with us. The Loons, the High A Dodgers affiliate against the Lugnuts, the High A Oakland A's affiliate. 1-1. Vivas then sends it a foul off the left side. And the count is 1-2. Yorbit Vivas comes in hitting 270. 105 games. More walks than strikeouts, Adam. 52 walks, 49 Ks. A 1-2 on its way. There's the off-speed bouncing in and taken for ball two.
Our first time seeing the Dodgers affiliate since the infamous day, so should we say a pleasant good evening to you here for the Dodgers and the A's affiliate.
2-2, pitch on its way. Ground ball foul up the first base side. Last time the Great Lakes played here in Lansing, things went very well indeed if you're a Lugnuts fan.
Yes, they did. Lansing picked up a series win against, again, a hot Great Lakes team, but Lugnuts have played them tough this year.
The windup, the 2-2. The curveball drops in for a called strike three. Vivas is down watching.
That's great stuff. We've seen the slider utilized at times, like a Blake Beers high in the zone for a called strike three. Same type of thing there from Jorge Juan. In on the hands of Vivas and up at the top of the zone. That's beautifully done to start this game.
And when you're 6'9", and you drop in a curve from up high, that thing's really coming down, isn't it? Here it takes down low and away, ball one.
It almost doesn't look like a curve because of where it starts and where it finishes, but Juan perfectly placed there, and a good start for the righty.
Cartaya comes in hitting 283. This is game number 46. 11 doubles. 11 home runs for the Dodgers' top prospect. The pitch, yanked low and away. 2-0. Jorge Juan out of Paita, Dominican Republic, 23 years of age. Meanwhile, Cartaya on the other side, age 20. Pitch on its way, up high and wide. And the count is now 3-0. One out, nobody on. Top of the first and no score. Of those 11 Cartaya homers, 2 against Lansing. He swings away on 3-0 and grounds it foul up the left side. That's right past his bench coach, Elian Herrera, coaching at third. Three balls and a strike. The kick, the pitch. Fastball swung at and missed. Right by him on the inner third. Count is full. Cartaya takes time. The man on deck is Emmanuel Vargas. I mentioned those 11 Cartaya homers, 119 this year for the Great Lakes Loons. That is 22 more than Lansing. Payoff pitch, fastball foul tipped into the mid of McGuire. Cartaya's gone on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jorge Juan.
That's a big time yank around there from Cartaya. He went after that pitch. just a challenge up in the zone a little bit, and Juan wins the battle.
So bring up Imanol Vargas now, left-handed batter, top slugger. Pitch one, a curveball for a called strike one. Vargas has 16 home runs for the Loons and 76 walks. And 0-1 pitch, off-speed breaks inside. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, two outs, nobody on, no score. That walk total, by the way, leads the Midwest League by five. Vargas swings, foul tips this pitch into then out of McGuire's mitt. Ball and two strikes.
Jesse, this is my first time seeing Jorge pitch this year. Are these neon spikes new? Or
no.
He's been rocking these all season,
he's
huh?
He's been rocking, well, when you say all season.
Third time out there.
Third start, yes, but he wore them before. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung at and missed. The spikes look good, and Jorge Juan looks good. He strikes out Vivas, Gartai, and Vargas in the top of the first inning. And we go to the home half now. The Lugnuts are coming up against Nick Frasso when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. See Goldberg Strassler.
Jorge Juan struck out the side in the top of the first inning. And now the Lugnuts are coming up against right-hander Nick Frasso. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, how about this right-hander for the Loons?
Yeah, just coming over to the Dodgers org, part of the August 2 trade deadline deal. And he is out of Loyola Marymount.
And the first offering just misses, maybe a tad low. Righty on righty against Max Muncy.
Fastball, slider, and a change for Frasso. His first outing for the Loons, very good. Three innings, no runs.
That's across the inside corner. Strike called. Count is even on Muncy out of Camarillo, California. Batting 226. Seven doubles now, one triple and three homers. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball is grounded to shortstop. Easy out for Leonard. Fires to first. Got him. One shortstop puts out the other. And there's one away. Loyola Marymount, the Lions?
I don't know that one off the top of my head. Let's check it.
Check me. Meanwhile, I'll tell you about the Loons' defense, which does feature Eddie Leonard at shortstop, Yorbit Vivas at second. The first baseman is Imanol Vargas, and across the diamond at third base, Luis Diaz. The catcher, Diego Cartaya. And the outfield, Aldrich DeYoung in left, in center, Jose Ramos, and in right field, well. As the first pitch, taken for a called strike in the outside corner by Joshua Wright. And right field, it's Damon Keith. And there you go. There are your Loons. And the road grays. Righty, righty, 0-1. Strike two called outside corner.
You know, if you go to type in Loons on your phone, it likes to autocorrect to Lions, which is correct for Loyola Marymount.
From Loons, or from Lions to Loons, huh? 0-2. Josh Wainwright chased the fastball, was late with the chopping stroke, and he's gone. Frasso's first K. Next up, Shane McGuire. Two outs, nobody on, no score in the last of the first inning.
Iggy the Lion, the mascot over there.
Iggy.
Get Niggy with it.
McGuire out of San Diego. First offering. Fastball for a called strike, one from Frasso. McGuire is hitting a cool 300 through 12 games with 12 hits and 9 walks and only 4 strikeouts. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and there goes the bat. Far side beyond the Lugnuts dugout. And it's the assistant hitting coach and first base coach, Craig Conklin, who retrieves. I think he might need some more stick'em.
Yeah, I think so. Those are the best flying bat moments when they don't go in the dugout, they don't go into the crowd, just kind of an awe from the crowd.
Shane's looking at his teammate saying, who's going to help me out? Finally, might have been Denzel Clark who did. Rather a majestic bat toss there.
That's right.
And if you're Nick Frasso, you wait a little bit, but that's a credit to you, too. He's ahead of McGuire, no balls and 2 strikes.
That right there, better than the Cartaya time.
Yes. Shortstop Leonard is up the middle. 2-strike pitch on its way. Fought off foul off the left side. Keep it right here. Frasso, the former Toronto Blue Jays big-time prospect, and then traded along with Moises Brito to the Dodgers in exchange for Mitch White up in the major leagues and Alex De Jesus. The pitch. McGuire fouls this one away. Up onto the rooftop to our left. You remember Alex De Jesus, big slugging infielder for these loons.
Nick Frasso repping the Cole Percival, number 43, as changes continue throughout these minor league teams in a long season.
Rocks, kicks, deals. McGuire takes just off the inside corner. Ball at 2 strikes.
You're both pitching coaches. You got to love the strikes that are being pumped in by each guy to start this game.
Frasso lets it fly. A ground ball down to first base. Loved by Vargas, calls off Frasso, takes it himself. 3 up and 3 down. First the Loons, now the Lugnuts. Frasso matched inning. It is the Lugnuts and the Loons, scoreless from Jackson Field.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the second inning with 4, 5, and 6 coming up for the Great Lakes Loons. That means Leonard, Ramos, and Keith against Lugnuts right-hander Jorge Juan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Impressive first inning for Juan. Struck out all 3 Loons, Vivas, Cartaya, and Vargas. Then in the bottom of the first inning, all Nick Frasso did was go through Muncie, Wright, McGuire, struck out Josh Juan Wright, and touched 100 miles an hour, and did so with his final 3 fastballs of the inning. That's all. So what does the second inning have in store? The pitch? Eddie's Leonard pops it up, foul ground, first base side. Catcher McGuire back to the netting, but that ball's back into the seats, 4 rows deep for a little girl, and deflected that foul ball away. And thankfully, she's okay. The fans got the foul.
Playing hero on a Tuesday night.
Right? And now showing everybody exactly how he did. The pantomime afterward. Meanwhile, a strike 1 pitch to Eddie Slanar. Swing and a miss. Jorge Juan in that first inning was working 94 to 96 miles per hour. And he's out in front of Lannard looking for a 4th straight strikeout. Steps back, lifts the leg. Here it comes. A ground ball pulled foul up the left side. He went off speed. Leonard slowed down that bat to make contact.
I really like this. He's mixed his pitches well, and he's throwing all of his pitches for strikes, making him effective. 16 pitches, 10 for strikes in that first inning, and 3 strikeouts. Well done.
Again, the 0-2. Leonard takes it off the outside corner. Eddie Leonard, with 110 hits this year, leads the Midwest League in base hits. He's batting .264. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. 1-2. Oh, he tried to get hit by that breaking ball inside. He threw his entire left side at it, but it missed him. Leonard has been hit by 20 pitches this year, and that can give you an idea of how. A 2-ball, 2-strike delivery. Popped up, foul ground right side. McGuire's over, so's first baseman McDonald, but it's McGuire who makes the easy catch. And then behind the back to McDonald to hum it around the horn. One away in the top of the second.
Made it look easy. Probably could have gone over and went after it. Above-hand catch there. Instead goes underhand with the basket grab. And you're right, a little flashy behind the back there to McDonald.
Nobody ever said you can't have a little fun out there.
That's right.
Scoreless game. One out, nobody on top of the second. Jose Ramos, first pitch. A ground ball pulled on the left side to third baseman right. That was a cross, received by McDonald just in the nick of time. 2 outs. Here comes the right fielder, Damon Keith. Keith out of Cal Baptist, an 18th rounder last year, and he's playing in his 11th game with the Loons. He has opened up 4-for-38 with 1 home run. Open stance, first pitch, taken for a called strike on the outside corner. Just like Leonard and Ramos before him, right-hander against right-hander, the matchup.
It took me a second to see what the picture was up on the board. Got it.
Keith swings and misses the good off-speed. No balls, 2 strikes.
Quick little assist from Chris, our PA guy, to let me know what we got working up there.
0-2. Fastball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Strikeout number 4 for Jorge Juan. No Loons have reached base yet. 6 up, 6 down. 1.5 complete. Scoreless from Lansing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts' Denzel Clark leads off the bottom of the second inning, to be followed by Lázaro Armenteros and then Cooper Bowman, taking on righty Nick Frasso for the Great Lakes Loons. 0-0 is our score. Opening game of a 6-game series, Loons at Lugnuts. Frasso to Clark. Strike 1 called to start him off. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Denzel Clark hit homer number 7 with the Lugnuts in Dayton. He takes the off-speed down and in. Now they count 1-1. Clark overall with Lansing hitting .222 through 33 games. That after getting called up from Stockton. The pitch, just off the outside corner. 2-1. Lugnuts in their home whites, Clark wearing the black socks pulled up just below the knees. Here's the pitch. Fastball is high. Three balls and a strike on Clark. Well, Nick Frasso really didn't have to break a sweat in the first inning. Retired Muncy quickly on a ground out. Struck out Josh Van Wright super quick. Then got Shane McGuire on a ground out. The 3-1 grabs the outside corner. And the count on Denzel Clark is now full.
Unthinkable to see three balls being thrown by either of these two pitchers.
Payoff pitch to Clark. A ground ball pulled on the left side. Tough play, Leonard. Backhanded. Fires. It arrives one hop late and not handled by Vargas. It's an infield single for Denzel Clark.
Yeah, that's a really good effort by Edis Leonard, but with the speed that Denzel Clark has, just nearly impossible to get him the way he moves around the bases. And that's a good first opportunity for the Nuts. Get a man on board.
And now Frasso against Lasser. 9 homers this year, hitting .262. Righty against righty, no score. First pitch. Inside corner, strike one called. Clark is a threat to run at first base, 7-for-8 in steals. The Lugnuts have been highly aggressive as a team stealing bases, especially as the summer has gone on. Frasso to Armenteros after a long hold. There goes Clark. The pitch swung at and missed. Cartayas, though, down one, hops in late. Clark has the steal. Went in head first. 8 steals in 9 attempts now for Denzel Clark with the Lugnuts. And the Lugnuts now in this month of August have 20 steals in 24 attempts. This is just the 12th game played in the month.
Yeah, they've just continued to be aggressive on the bases. Started off slower in the year, but they've made it an emphasis, and they've got a ton of guys that can swipe bags. Denzel Clark certainly capable with number 8 and now in scoring position.
Count on Armenteros, though, is no balls and 2 strikes. He is all set up. And the catcher, Cartaya, goes out to the mound so that he and Frasso can get on the same page. Well, Lázaro Armenteros came up clutch 2 days ago. Series finale, Lugnuts against the Dayton Dragons. And Adam, in that series, it turned into Dayton's Gorilla Ball hitting a ton of home runs against the Lugnuts manufacturing runs. And there was Armenteros drawing a walk or collecting a single, stealing second base to move himself into scoring position. And there somebody would bring him in, usually Patrick McCall. 0-2, takes just off the outside corner, ball one. There you go right here, situational hitting at the very least. This new-look Lugnuts offense that they showed in Dayton winning 5 in a row. Would love for Armenteros to move Clark over to third base. Frasso's 1-2, a bouncer foul. Nice bare hand by Elian Herrera, near side of the Loons' third base side dugout.
Just great to see the Nuts win consistent close games in Dayton, Jesse, because they just have really struggled in those tight, low-scoring games this year.
Frasso comes set. His pitch. Swing at Armenteros. Strikeout number 2 for Frasso. One away in the home second. Those games, Adam, as you were saying, against the Dragons. They won 6-2, but in 10 innings, a tight one throughout. They won 5-4 and 3-2 and 3-1. And then in the finale, 7-5. Here's Cooper Bowman, right-handed batter. The righty Frasso sets, looks at Clark, lets it fly. Check swing, strike called on the outside corner. The fastball from Frasso. No score as of yet here. Bottom of the second inning. Sun shining down upon Frasso on the mound. But in the left field corner, Aljich DeYoung is in the shade. Clark started early. The pitch. Clark stops as Bowman takes a high fastball. A 1-1. Clark walks back to second base. Rough series for Cooper Bowman in Dayton. He went 1-for-22 with 13 strikeouts. Reminds me of how Denzel Clark fared in Great Lakes as Bowman lands this one foul. Right side. One hop off of then away from the area of the concrete wall right around the Lansing Lugnuts pen. Remember, Clark was 2-for-24 with double-digit strikeouts in Midland. But he opens up this series with the Loons, the infield single, the steal of second. And now, Cooper Bowman against Nick Frasso. Frasso just struck out Armenteros. Deals a 1-2 to the Lugnuts second baseman, but first the pivot around and the look back to second base. Jared McDonald waits on deck for the Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Fastball line foul into the netting and then bouncing down just in front of and then off the railing of the Lugnuts' first base side dugout. There were some folks shielding their heads as that ball came down off the top of the rail of the netting. One ball, two strikes on Bowman. Back to the pitch. That is shot down the right field line, but foul. And off the brick elevator. Frasso tried to sneak the high fastball past him at the letters toward the outside corner. Bowman stays alive. While with Hudson Valley in the Yankees system, Cooper Bowman had 8 home runs to go along with 35 steals. Power-speed combo. The pitch. Pop foul back our way and over our heads over the rooftop. Bowman hangs tough.
Starting to see more contact from these Nuts in this second inning. Get the batted ball in play, and Denzel Clark reaches with his speed, and now Bowman fouling off pitch after pitch.
Bowman against Frasso. Clark at second, one out, no score. The set. Clark starts early, stops, the pitch. Check swing went around too far and the breaking ball away. There's one of the first sliders that we've seen from Frasso. He strikes at Bowman, and there's two away.
Yeah, that was well done by Frasso. Bowman was swinging up there confidently, getting pieces of each pitch, and that one, Frasso said, let's just take this out of the zone. Well done by the right-hander.
Think of a gambler. That was the ace up Frasso's sleeve. Well, so you figured out my fastball, huh? You're trying to time me up. What do you think of this? Jared McDonald takes the slider low. One ball, no strikes. Clark still at second base. Opened up this inning with a single, then stole second real quick. But Frasso has responded. Strikeouts of Armenteros and Bowman. 1-0 for McDonald. Swing and a miss. Late. There's that big-time fastball. Frasso's first outing with these Loons after the Dodgers acquired him in that trade with the Blue Jays. 3 scoreless innings, 3 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Pitch on its way. Off the 2 balls and 1 strike on McDonald. Jared McDonald's bat has gone into a cold spell. Started in July, it stretched into August. Did have a couple of hits in the series against Dayton. He's hitting .229. 11 doubles, 9 homers. Swings and misses. On the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frasso looks to strike out 3 in a row after the Clark single and steal. Wind is currently blowing in from right field. Center fielder Ramos stands in the shadow of the video board. The pitch. McDonald goes down swinging. 3 straight strikeouts for Frasso. Strands Clark in scoring position and keeps this one scoreless. Going to the third inning from Lansing, Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!
This is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on your Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Nothing to nothing between Lansing and Great Lakes as we bring you back to Michigan State Capitol. Jorge Juan ready to throw to Austin Gauthier. And the pitch down low, ball one. Both pitchers not messing around through the first two innings. Juan now 27 pitches, 18 have been in the zone. He's got four strikeouts and set down six in a row to start this game. And Jesse, I wasn't out there for the performance against Dayton, but eerily similar the way he eased through the first couple of frames.
It was pitch and catch in Dayton. It was really impressive from Jorge Juan. And that's what we're seeing here. That fastball gets on batters in a hurry. The curveball is a wipeout pitch. And it does make it look very simple, him working with his catcher.
Next pitch. Down low. Two balls, no strikes.
For a big guy like Jorge Juan, it's all about repeating the mechanics. And when it all comes together, it's pretty.
Next pitch, kicked back off the netting from the Hofstra alum, Austin Gauthier, 23-year-old, 6-foot, 190-pounder from Cheyenne, Wyoming. The 307. There's the 2-1. In on the hands, and that's fouled down the right field side, out of play.
Do you know Hofstra?
I don't.
They're the pride.
Wow, no, I wouldn't have got that one.
So my father attended Hofstra. They used to be the Flying Dutchman.
2-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball, inner third, just missed. Great choice there from Juan, but just wasn't able to tuck it inside.
Needs to get on top of that curve.
Yeah, a little bit off to the side. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He went with the heat at 96. And that's a fifth strikeout against Gauthier. And
96, Adam, but he's throwing it with his great wingspan, so he's releasing it closer to home plate, and it's jumping at these batters.
No score in the top of the third. That was the Buddy's K-Man as well, so a section will receive free Buddy's Pizza here at Jackson Field. Here's Aldrich DeYoung, squares to bunt, and is unable to make contact. The ball goes under the bat, into the glove of Shane McGuire. Strike one. Shadows creeping in towards the left side of the diamond at Jackson Field on a cool, crisp 78-degree evening. Feels like fall with the winds upwards of around 10 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a tapper right side of the mound. Juan is off the mound, fields his position. Sweeping underhand throw to first. Caught by McDonald in time, two away. Nice play by the big fella. He had to put a little oomph on that underhand toss. DeYoung able to get down the line quickly. Almost kind of looked like a drag bunt there from the left side on the swinging shot to the right side. So that's eight up and eight down for Jorge Juan. Last test, Luis Diaz, the nine hitter. Pitch one. Breaking ball just misses. Ball one. No score between the Loons and the Lugnuts in the first of six this week to wrap up their season series. The pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes.
I love that the Lugnuts and the Loons are 134 and 134 against each other all time.
Something about these in-state battles. The 2-0, that comes inside, bending back Diaz, three balls, no strikes. Lugnuts are pretty much dead even with the Whitecaps, West Michigan, and same type of thing here with the Loons, deadlocked at 134. 3-0, that's down low, and there's the first base runner allowed by Juan. He got behind a Loons batter 3-0 earlier in Diego Cartaya, came back for the strikeout, can't do it here. So the first base runner to reach is the nine hitter. And that can be dangerous, is now Oz. But Jorge Juan struck out the side the first time around for these three batters. Vivas, Cartaya, and Vargas, three very respectable hitters. Vivas steps in, batting just a touch under 270. Good pop, nine home runs, 58 driven in. The pitch to the lefty, up high, and that's a fifth straight ball for Jorge Juan. Juan leans in as he gets the sign from Shane McGuire, the 6'9", 265-pounder, over to first. And Jared McDonald to check on Luis Diaz. That moment in the game where the sun is fading to the left of the diamond. Got to be weary of that baseball over to first. And very difficult for the first baseman to see it. There goes Diaz off to second. Throw is high. And the throw down to second is in time. Well, McGuire was standing up on the pitch thrown by Juan. Muncy, the tag over at second base, and they get Diaz trying to swipe. We will head to the home half of the third. No score between Lansing and Great Lakes.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here. Get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season. Feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning, Lansing and Great Lakes squared at nothing to nothing at Jackson Field. Second pitch coming in there, and a called strike two. Gabriel Maciel, as Nick Frasso continues to pump the zone.
That'll backdoor slider there.
The slider is fastball, keeping the Lugnuts off balance. Next pitch, that's low. One ball, two strikes. 38 pitches, 28 strikes. We did see some wildness there from Juan to end the top of this frame, but Shane McGuire able to get the final out at second base. 1-2, up and out. Two balls, two strikes on Gabriel Maciel. 284 hitter with a home run and 16 driven in this year for the Nuts. Righty on lefty matchup right now. 2-2. Lifted third base side. Up and out of play.
It's good to see Maciel back in the order because he did not play in any of the games against Dayton.
Last time we saw him against West Michigan where he went 7 for 13.
Yeah. It was highly effective.
Lugnuts would love to get that back. 2-2. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. In that series, Jackson Field, 7 for 13. Scored a couple of runs. Double, triple, three driven in. And more walks than strikeouts. Was also hit by a pitch. Finding any way to get on base. 3-2. Lifted back up over the netting. And it remains a full count on Gabriel Maciel, the left fielder tonight for the Nuts.
I mean, Adam, he had 17 plate appearances in that series, and he reached base in 11 of them.
Very impressive, and a guy that you can rely on at the bottom of the order. 3-2, lifted out to left center field, twisting away from DeYoung, diving to his left, though, and makes the catch. Beautifully done, and a hat tip from Gabriel Maciel as he takes off the helmet to salute the left fielder, who robs Maciel of a base hit to open up the third.
Mm-hmm.
Game recognized game right there. Maciel certainly capable of making some of those grabs. And DeYoung, who's had some big things offensively. Swing and a miss from Brian Puelbas. He's had some big offensive moments. A couple home runs against the Nuts this year. Comes up with a great play defensively. Next pitch. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying from Puelbas off the top of the netting toward the Loons dugout and then drops in the third base side. That's the second one tonight for Lansing. Shane McGuire had his bat deceive him in the first. Puelbas is going to ask to get some more stick-em now.
It's where if you're the Loons, you can hold that bat for ransom. See how much double bubble you can get.
What kind of bubble gum you got for us? You got some seeds? No balls, two strikes on Puelbas as he reapplies the stick-em to the handle of the bat. It's a two-tone stick for him. Nice-looking black batting gloves for Puelbas to match the high black socks. The 0-2. Slider outside, one ball, two strikes. One away on the fantastic catch from DeYoung in left. One hit in this game, didn't leave the park in that second inning. That's been it. The pitch, lifted out to right, out of play. One ball, two strikes. The pitch home. A little bit wide, good eye from Puelbas. It's two balls, two strikes. Tuesday night at Jackson Field. Tacos and tall boys here. Just a few home series left. 2-2. Kick back off the top of an inning. Remains 2-2. It'll be Wizarding Weekend this weekend, so come out. Join us as we celebrate Harry Potter and, again, wrap up the season series with the Loons. 2-2. Reaching ball that's bounded towards third in fair territory. Swept up by Diaz on the run, charging just a touch late. Puelbas just beats it out for the second infield single tonight for the Nuts. One on with one away in the third. That was a really nice play by Diaz to probably make it closer than it should have been. But he snow-coned it on the run. And then threw a strike to Imino Vargas just a half step late. Here's Max Muncy from the right side. Pitch home. Low ball one. And we just talked about Lansing winning some close, low-scoring games against Dayton. Jesse ran you through them. 5-4, 3-2, 3-1, 7-5, and that one went extras. Check over on Puelbas at first base. Gets back safely. Could they perhaps have another one? Tonight, five straight victories for Lansing. The pitch, swing and a miss on Muncy. But a breaking ball come in on the hands.
In general, we see high-scoring games here at Jackson Field. In general, this is a hitter's ballpark.
Throw back to first, Puelbas. But as we know, the wins that have come here at Jackson Field against the Loons have been low-scoring victories for the most part. 1-1, there goes Puelbas, but it's fouled off by Muncy at the plate. Trickles to the left of the batter's box. Max flips off the helmet. And kind of a croquet shot over to the third base dugout.
Felt like it wasn't a true break by Puelbas. He started toward second, and then he slowed down to see what Muncy was going to do.
I was really looking for the breakdown of the kickback to the dugout there.
Sorry about that.
And we saw it from Puelbas. He faked on the pitch before and stayed put. We'll see what he does here after he just ran. 1-2. Lifted back up over the netting. That heads over the sweets to our right. Remains 1-2 on Max Muncy. First overall pick by the A's a year ago. And he's had a great start to his Nuts campaign. Currently on a five-game hitting streak, but grounded out to first base, or to shortstop, rather, in his first at-bat. The pitch, there goes Puelbas. That's outside, and he turns around and comes back to first base.
That's exactly what he did when Muncy had the croquet foul. I honestly do think these are not straight stolen base attempts, right? He's trying to see if Max Muncy can make something happen, but he's playing with fire.
A And that's keeping Frasso's attention. There he goes to second. Swing and a miss from Muncy. The ball drops out of the hand of Cartaya, so no throw. It's a swipe for Brian Buelbas. Second steal tonight by the Nuts. Well, he got a workout over there at first base. Back and forth. Took off on the first try, and it was fouled off. A swing and a miss there. And Buelbas picks up his fifth steal. Austin Chubb now heading out there, the manager for the Loons. This seems just to, well, we thought maybe to settle him down, but now Chubb takes the baseball, and that is going to do it for Frasso. So pretty well done for him. Gets four and two stolen bases allowed, but that's it for the righty and newly acquired Toronto Blue Jay, Nick Frasso, who certainly looks like he's got some good stuff to add to an already deep Dodgers pitching organization.
Adam, he was at 56 pitches. In the top half of this inning, there was Grant Holman warming up in the bullpen just in case Jorge Juan ran into elevated pitch count. And in this case, Frasso ran up against that pitch count. And so River Ryan, acquired via trade from the San Diego Padres, who was slated to be the piggybacker for the Loons, they're going to call him on right now.
And I should say, Jesse, correction, Frasso, five strikeouts there with that last punch out of Max Muncy. Not four strikeouts. Don't want to short him. He had an excellent outing. And we'll see how the Loons can follow it up in a nothing-to-nothing game in this third inning tonight at Jackson Field. A Loyola Marymount Lion. And he gives it to River Ryan out of UNC Pembroke. What do you got for me there?
The Braves.
There we go.
Got you. All right, so before the year, March 28th, the Dodgers swapped Matt Beatty to the San Diego Padres for River Ryan, who was a two-way player, who's a pitcher, and he was also a middle infielder at UNC Pembroke. And what we've got with the River Ryan, Adam, is he's getting this opportunity as a member of the Great Lakes Loons, because do you remember Cole Percival?
Mm-hmm.
When Percival was promoted, Ryan joined the Loons. And so far, one appearance, four innings, one hit, a solo home run, one walk, and eight strikeouts. A great first impression. Here's impression number two.
Not to be confused with impression number five.
Very true.
River, the younger brother of Ryder Ryan, who's in the Texas Rangers organization, currently up with AAA Round Rock. So all the R's.
There was also a baseball player named Ryan Rivers. Don't confuse him with that guy either.
Here's the first pitch. It's a bouncing ball through the right side of the infield and being waved around is Buelbas. But it's late and in standing is Buelbas. RBI single right. 1-0 Nuts in the third.
The first time we're really seeing Veronica Alvarez getting involved too as the Lugnuts acting manager and third base coach had the windmill going, challenged Keith with the throw. Throw went up the third baseline. The aggressiveness works out for the game's first run.
First single tonight for the Nuts that leaves the infield, and Josh Juan Wright wasted no time on the first pitch to welcome River Ryan to the game. Now it's Shane McGuire's turn from the left side. The pitch home. Swatted back foul, strike one.
That's the first run charged to Nick Frasso, too, with Great Lakes.
And his second outing, we mentioned he went three scoreless the first time out against Peoria last week. Jesse mentioned Veronica Alvarez stepping in as the interim Lugnuts manager this week while Phil Pohl is on leave in his first season. The 0-1, swatted out to left field, backing up DeYoung, turns around and now falls to his knees and makes the catch just above the grass. For the final out, that was a twisting ball that gave Aldrich DeYoung trouble, but he saves the out, and that will do it for the third inning for the Nuts. They get two singles, an RBI single from Josh Juan Wright, 1-0 as we head to the fourth.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local AB1 could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A 1-0 lead for the Lugnuts as we bring it back for the top of the fourth inning at Jackson Field. Thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us, pushing towards the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. And the Lansing Lugnuts getting the RBI single from Josh Wainwright. Jorge Juan exits, and now the new man on the hill is Grant Holman, the piggyback starter tonight, the 6'6", 240-pound, 22-year-old. But he's going to be the smaller pitcher tonight for the Nuts, believe it or not. His first pitch, swatted foul, third base side. Top of the order, Yorbit Vivas, Diego Cartaya, and Imanol Vargas up in this fourth inning. Jorge Juan stands 6'9". Grant Holman, who towers over the mound, 6'6". Out of Cal, the pitch. Dips inside, one ball, one strike.
Loved what we saw from Jorge Juan today. Got off a little bit, as you mentioned, at the end, but Shane McGuire bailed him out, catching Luis Diaz stealing. Faced nine batters, faced the minimum. Five strikeouts.
The 1-1 on the ground towards first. Down on a knee, McDonald has it. Puts up the stop sign for Holman as he heads to the bag himself. One out in the fourth. Yeah, excellent work from Jorge Juan tonight. Doesn't give up any hits, no runs. Just the walk in his last batter faced. And five strikeouts for the big fella. So his strikeout to walk numbers to start his stint in Lansing in 2022. The pitch popped up shallow center field. Muncy is going back, and he's going to call off the second baseman, Cooper Bowman, make the catch. Two outs on back-to-back pitches. For Jorge Juan, he's racked up 12 strikeouts and just two walks in his first three outings against West Michigan, Dayton, and now Great Lakes. 1-0 Nuts in the top of the fourth. Grant Holman taking over. His numbers this year with Lansing, 5.11 ERA. Seventh outing, pitches in there. Strike one to Imanol Vargas. Five have been starts. Given up 14 earned runs, couple homers. 27 strikeouts and just five walks. Next pitch, slides inside. One ball, one strike. Fastball, slider, splitter, and a curve for Holman. We saw back in April, then went down on the IL, and has come back for the month of August. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. So we saw him in April for four stints, and then May, June, July on the shelf, and then back up here with the Nuts for his third appearance in August. Next pitch, kicks the foot out of the way of Vargas, coming inside the back of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. On the lefty, Imanol Vargas. Base is clear, two outs, 1-0 Lansing in the fourth. Holman turns and throws. Lifted deep, right field, home run distance, but pushing foul. And that ball goes to the right of the fly Lansing pole as it crosses Larch Street and hits into the Paramount Coffee parking lot. That was drilled and was a few feet from being number 17 on the year for Imanol Vargas. Instead, a long strike and the 2-2 again. Just off the outside edge, full count. These Loons, very capable year. Can Lansing pitching keep them in the yard? So far, they've done that tonight through three innings. 3-2. Swing, and this one is a line drive. Diving catch to his right by Jared McDonald to nab the third and final out. Well done by McDonald. Quick reflexes. We head to the home half of the fourth. 1-0 Nuts at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Last of the fourth here at Jackson Field. Lugnuts in front, 1-0 as we bring you back to Michigan State Capitol. Denzel Clark will lead off this fourth inning. Lázaro Armenteros, Cooper Bowman to follow against River Ryan. The finished off that third. First pitch, down low, ball one. First pitch from River Ryan was a bouncing single that got through the right side from Josh Van Wright and scored Brian Puelbas. Difference in the game. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Clark tonight singled on a sharp hopper towards short. Eddie Leonard unable to get him with that great speed. It was an infield single for Clark. The pitch, and on the hands, check swing. Goes off the tip of the glove for Cartaya. I believe ball two. Cliver and Rondon didn't go up with the right hands, so a check swing upheld by Denzel Clark as he waves the bat in front of him from the right side of the box. In the futures game just a month back. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Both guys in the box right now. Diego Cartaya and Denzel Clark participating in the MLB futures game at Dodger Stadium. A homecoming there for Denzel Clark, who of course played his college ball out in California at Cal State Northridge. A lot of family in attendance. Made a great catch in that game. 2-2. Swinging a high hopper towards third. Back pick knocked down by Diaz, but he'll have no throw to first base. That was a tough play up the line. And another sharp hit on the third base or on the left side of the infield, but they will go error on Luis Diaz. The first one tonight for the Loons, but the 106th by the Dodgers High A affiliate this year. That has certainly been one of the bugaboos for the Loons this year. Trying to field up over 100 errors on the year. Lázaro Armenteros stands in from the right side. The pitch in there, strike one. You counter that with the Nuts, who have committed just 83 errors this year. The Loons, high strikeout, also a high winning squad. First place finish on the Eastern Division side in the first half. Throw back to first. Clark is in safely after he swiped a bag the first time around. 1-0 Nuts in the bottom of the fourth. Armenteros got good pop, 9 home runs this year. The pitch. There goes Clark. Swing and a miss. Throw down from Cartaya is late. Clark slides in, gets that left hand under the tag of the second baseman, Yorbit Vivas. Second swipe tonight for Denzel Clark, his 9th on the year. Armenteros trying to protect now, down 0-2. Open stance from the right side for Armenteros. Waves the bat up and down behind his black Lugnuts helmet. River Ryan set. Peeks at Clark at second. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. That slid away from Lázaro Armenteros. 93 up there on the gun. Nice pitch from Ryan for the first out and his first strikeout. So now it's Cooper Bowman's turn, and it's our turn to give you a trivia question tonight here in the bottom of the fourth. We go 0 for 6 on those trivia questions in Dayton?
We did not.
Oh, you had trivia.
We went 6 for 6.
The pitch fouled off. Strike one. Look at you.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Rubbing off on my partner.
Come on now. I did not want to let you down.
That's good stuff.
I had a trivia question for tonight's game if you were unprepared, too.
Well, I just went off your game notes because I like the Lugnuts today in Lugnuts history. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging that swatted up foul out of play. No balls, two strikes. Talking about it being a tight score game here in the bottom of the fourth. Lansing in front 1-0. They did not win a tight game on this day back in 2019. A new franchise record for margin of victory by winning by this amount. What is that amount? The 0-2 up high. One ball, two strikes. There are some unique scores in baseball and certainly in minor league baseball, and this was one of them back on August 16th, 2019. How much did Lansing win by against Fort Wayne to set the franchise record? Let us know your answers and take a guess, even if you don't know. The 1-2. Swinging a chopping ball foul, third base side on Cooper Bowman. At Adam Jaxa on Twitter at Jay Goldstress. Or jgoldstress at lansinglugnuts.com. Send us in your responses. We'll read them out in the seventh. Let's see how many trivia goers we can get tonight. Did you have some good responses last week?
Oh, it was great. It was really a good time.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's that slider again, and Bowman thought it was coming across the plate and quickly left for a second straight strikeout. River Ryan has found something with that pitch fading out of the zone against these right-handed hitters. And here comes another from the right side in Jared McDonald. Not much fun to see a fastball come across the plate and then have to react to a pitch looking like a fastball that slides away quickly. First offering, swatted foul. 1-0 Nuts in the bottom of the fourth. They've had three hits tonight. None so far for Great Lakes. Both teams lost their series opener last week and then rattled off five straight wins. Great Lakes against Peoria, Lansing down in Dayton. The pitch kicked back up over the netting. No balls, two strikes. The Lugnuts, unfortunately, have now eclipsed over 1,000 strikeouts on the season. They've got six more tonight to give them. That's still 30-plus beyond the Dodgers high affiliate. That pitch slides away. Good eye there from McDonald. One ball, two strikes. Five more strikeouts tonight for the Loons. Put them at 1,040. It's a long season. A game of failure. Not going to get hits every time you go to the plate. Jared McDonald hitting 228 this year. He's been sitting on those nine home runs for a while. As that pitch comes inside, 2-2.
Pitcher would say, game of failure. Who are you talking about failing?
That's right. The hitter's perspective, I should say.
That's right.
Number 25 in white, Jared McDonald. Big block red numbering on the back of his Lugnuts uni. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's three straight Ks, two at that sliding pitch away, and then a challenge fastball does it for Lansing in the fourth. We will head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back after this, Lansing leading 1-0.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Grant Holman is back to toe the rubber as we hit the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. It's 1-0 Lansing leading. In the bottom of the third inning, an RBI single from Josh Wainwright, supplying the game's only run. The Loons bring up 4, 5, and 6 in Leonard, Ramos, and Keith. And they take on the Lugnuts right-hander Holman out of Cal. He throws, and the first offering misses outside. Ball 1 to Eddie's Leonard. Leonard fouled out to the catcher his first time up. Third baseman Wright hugs his line. Second baseman Bowman a little bit to his right up the middle. Leonard swings and lines it over Bowman, right center field. Clark to his left, can't get it. It's down for a base hit. Denzel bats it down with his throwing hand, picks it up and gets it in. Leonard is on, stopping at second with a double. It is his 28th double of the year, and that ties him with Jones of Peoria for the most in the league. That is the Great Lakes Loons' first hit of the game as well. That brings up Jose Ramos. Potential game-tying run is in scoring position. Holman looks back at the runner. Lets it fly. Down low, ball one. Ramos is an interesting guy. He has hit 17 home runs, most on this active Loons roster. He has also struck out 103 times in just 73 games. Here's the pitch. And that two misses from Holman away. Trying the breaking ball. Such great power. That bat is quick. Waggling it back over his head. Here's the pitch. Ramos swings and grounds it. Foul, says the home plate umpire. Rondon says foul. Loons aren't so sure. Loons bullpen is down the left field line trying to help out Rondon. But Rondon says no. Two balls, one strike on Ramos. That ball was headed into the left field corner. And that was going to be a second consecutive extra base hit for Great Lakes. Ramos, in his first time up, he grounded out to the third baseman right. We have also seen him use the opposite field in the air. In the season series, he is homered against the Lugnuts to right field. Two balls, one strike. Hitter's pitch from Holman on its way. Check swing roller right back to Grant. Told to go to first base. He underhands it to McDonald. And the out recorded. To third base goes Lanard. Shane McGuire, the catcher, directing everything. With one down, Damon Keith will be the batter. Tonight is a Tall Boys and Tacos night. $4 tacos, $4 cervezas. And Adam, when I went down earlier today just to have a look at the concession stand situation, I noticed that there were certain concession stands that were packed. Holman misses outside. Ball one to the right-handed hitting right fielder Damon Keith. Lynn's trailing 1-0 in the fifth.
Would that be the ones with the tacos and the tall boys?
Yes, salsa. 1-0. Swing and a bouncer foul. Let's talk, by the way, about Damon Keith and his image up there on the big video board. Because, Adam, as you said, you had to put the jigsaw puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, I saw the cowboy hat and said, Okay, Toby Keith, but that's not Toby Keith's face.
1-1 outside. No, it's Matt Damon's face.
With Toby Keith's hat and outfit.
Jared McDonald off his line. In. Holman throws. He takes low. And Holman is way behind him. 3 balls, 1 strike. Holman's first look against Keith, who struck out looking his first time up against the starter one. On the 3-1, a bouncing ball hit towards short. Muncy grabs. The run scores as Muncy throws to first in time. Lannard is in. We're all tied up. 1-1. RBI to Damon Keith. That is his third as a member of the Loons. 2 outs and nobody on. A double and 2 ground outs here by the Great Lakes Loons. And it brings up Austin Gauthier. Even stance, knees bent. First pitch. Holman finds the zone at the knees. Fastball in the outer third. Strike one call. One run, one hit, one error for the Loons. 1 run, 3 hits for the Lugnuts. The deal. Ground ball up the third baseline. That's a ruled a fouled ball. The Loons bullpen disagrees. No balls, 2 strikes, and Gauthier. Austin Gauthier in just his 4th game as a member of these Loons. An 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is lifted out to right field. Brian Buelbas to his right. He's over. He puts it away, and the side is retired. But the Great Lakes Loons do square the score. Lannard's double to third on the Ramos ground out and home on the Keith ground out. 4.5 complete. Halfway to the house from Lansing, Michigan. Lugnuts and Loons tied up 1-1.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
One person, just one person, had said something.
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One to one is the score going to the bottom of the 5th inning. Gabriel Maciel, Brian Buelbas, Max Muncy up against River Ryan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping us company. The righty Ryan against the switch hitting Gabriel Maciel batting left. First pitch, he takes on the outside corner, strike called. River Ryan, the former San Diego Padres minor leaguer. The kick, the toss. Inside, 1 ball, 1 strike on Maciel, who was first time up. He lined to left field, and Aldrich DeYoung made a terrific diving catch. Just spectacular. Ryan to the plate. A bouncing ball past the mound to shortstop Lannard. He's got it. He throws to first. He gets Maciel. One up and one gone. River Ryan and the Padres organization had played in 12 games in the Arizona Complex League last year. He had gone 12 for 39 with 2 doubles and a home run. And then this year, after the Dodgers acquired him via trade, they said, River, sorry, you're a pitcher now. Brian Broebus takes a caught strike in the outside corner. And Adam, you and I received a visit from the voice of the Loons, Brad Tunney, after watching Ryan fire the fourth inning. And he said, what were the Padres thinking? 0-1. That's off the outside corner and down low. One ball, one strike on Broebus. River Ryan has a live arm. And that slider is no joke. Major league arm. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes for Broebus.
And it's just, we were talking with Brad, those two pitches that you start with. You've got that high velocity fastball and then a high velocity slider as well.
Kicks, offers, inside corner, strike three called. What can you do about it?
Not much.
Fourth strikeout for Ryan. Top of the order time in Max Muncy. Credit the Dodgers on discovering this.
That, the cutter right there. Slider outside, and then he goes in on the hands to the right-hander and ties up Welbos.
He fires to Muncy. Fastball is high. One ball, no strikes. Lugnuts and Loons deadlocked. Lugnuts' run came in the third inning. Loons scored in the top half of this fifth. 1-1. Muncy gets time. Granted by the home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon. Ryan relieved Nick Frasso. Ryan's pitch. Muncy swings and misses, strike one. On the first batter that he faced, the first pitch that he threw, Josh Wainwright hit a ground ball single through the right side, and that brought in Brian Broebus for the Lugnuts' only run. Ryan delivers. Muncy chased it upstairs and came up empty. One ball, two strikes. Search of his fifth strikeout in a six-batter span. Shakes off a sign. Agrees to Cartaya. Lets it fly. Muncy grounds to shortstop. Two hops for Lanard. Plants and fires. The stretch at first by Vargas. Lugnuts go down in order. 1-1 to the sixth inning now from Lansing, Michigan.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Loons and Lugnuts tied up 1-1. First game of a six-game series in Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Aldrich DeYoung will lead off for the Loons, the number eight hitter in the order, followed by Holman, throws to DeYoung. Outside for ball one. Holman so far, two innings, one hit, one run. Lead off double by Eddie Slanard, last frame, followed by two groundouts. Scored the Loons' lone tally. Young swings, bounces it right side, and right into the belly of the first baseman, McDonald. He attacked it, he takes it to his base, and there's at number one. That's a fine job by a player who's making just his second start of the year at first base. Jared McDonald out of Western Oregon, who's been one of the Lugnuts' consistent features at catcher this year, but he turns the hopper by DeYoung into the out, and that keeps a very fleet base runner off the bases in front of Luis Diaz. The pitch. Diaz grounds it right side to his left. Bowman gets there from the outfield grass. The throw in time. And there's two down. the right side of the infield is showing off here.
We talked about it all year. The defense, it doesn't matter who's been there on the infield, outfield side, and there's been their fair share of promotions. We've seen guys go down with injury, but boy, the Lugnuts have been really sound defensively after that opening month of the season.
Yoabit Vivas now swings and grounds to Cooper Bowman. Two bounces. Those to first, side up, side down, and briskly two. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is the Lugnuts 1, the Loons 1 from Jackson Field.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and...
Should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts and Loons tied up 1-1, bottom of the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 2-3-4, Wright, McGuire, Clark coming up to home plate underneath a deepening blue sky above with streaks of cloud. Righty River, Ryan deals. Bouncing ball by Josh Wainwright, hit to second. Vivas grabs, those to first, out number one on one pitch. Shane McGuire is coming up next. That's as if these two teams have somewhere that they've got to be. Things have taken a brisk turn recently. Ryan now 2 2/3 innings. He's only allowed one hit. That was on the first pitch that he saw. That was against the last batter that he saw, Josh Wainwright. The first time around, right against Ryan. Now second time around, Ryan against Shane McGuire. Ball one hop high and away. McGuire flied out to the left fielder DeYoung his first time, but there was nothing routine about it. DeYoung twisted around, fell down, and caught it from the seat of his pants. McGuire takes, ball too low. Tomorrow night, here at Jackson Field, it's a dog days of summer. Bring your dog out to the ballpark. Enjoy yourself here. One of the last two dog days of summer of the year. 2-0, high for ball three. Then Thursday is a very special LeBat. Coming Thursday is Lansing Facts Night. Adam, are you acquainted with Lansing Facts?
Oh, yeah.
3-0 pitch. That's low for ball four. Shane McGuire draws his 10th walk as a member of the Lugnuts. 10 walks in 13 games, and he's only struck out four times. Denzel Clark now 1-for-2 with a single and two stolen bases. Reached in the second inning with the infield single, stole second, stranded. Reached in the fourth inning on an error, stole second and stranded. First pitch, takes the called strike in the inside corner. Lugnuts 1, Loons 1. McGuire short lead at first base. Ryan the set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Just a little low with the fastball. Friday night is a LAFCU Frontline Friday. Friday night as well, LAFCU postgame fireworks. And then that leads into this weekend. And this weekend is Wizarding Weekend. River Ryan's 1-1 pitch. Denzel Clark swings, pops it foul. Back our way and off to our right side. One ball, two strikes. Wizarding weekend is perhaps Adam Jax's most favorite time of the entire baseball season.
I don't think there's any perhaps about it, Jesse.
It's the most wonderful time of Adam's year.
How do we apparate towards Friday?
River Ryan with the 1-2. Clark takes a called strike three, and he's down watching. They got frozen, and Ryan notches his fifth strikeout.
Boy, he's doing a really nice job of keeping the lug nuts off balance. He's coming inside on the hands. He's using that slider away. He's pumping in fastballs. The lug nuts are having a...
Now Lázaro Armenteros. He takes the ball outside. Armenteros is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Righty-righty. 1-1 score in the last of the sixth. Here it comes. Armenteros swings and misses. Wizarding weekend this weekend means scarf giveaway. There are one of four different color scarves that will be giving away at the gates both Saturday and Sunday at Jackson Field. The pitch to Armenteros, smoked up the middle. One hop off of the reaching attempt of Vivas. It skips into center field. It's recovered quickly by Ramos, who runs it in. Up to second base on the play, Shane McGuire. That's a base hit for Armenteros. A single for Lazarito. And their runners at first and second base, two outs for Cooper Bowman.
Well, we've talked about a lot of swings and misses and uncomfortable plate appearances for the Nuts since River Ryan's come in with those five strikeouts. That's a good flush swing from Armenteros and just enough to the right side of Vivas to get through for a base hit.
Righty, righty. The pitch to Bowman. He pops it foul, soaring out of play off to the right side. Strike one. McGuire at second. Armenteros at first. Bowman has struck out twice. Count nothing and one. Ryan's pitch. Bouncing ball off of Ryan to the second baseman, Vivas. He's got it. He throws to first in time. Side retired. Inning over. A single, a walk, to left, no runs. To the seventh, Adam Jax's back. Maybe more on Wizarding Weekend. You can go to LansingLugNuts.com. Get a call, though, as the Lugnuts and the Loons deadlocked at one. Head to the seventh inning from Lansing.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off we go to the seventh, deadlocked at one between the Nuts and the Loons. Lansing will try and keep this a 1-1 score, facing 2, 3, and 4. Diego Cartaya, Emmanuel Vargas, and Eddie Leonard against Grant Holman, the right-hander who took over in the fourth and pitches on into the seventh. Straddle is the rubber, throws, lifted out to left, but under it, not deep. Here comes Maciel in fair territory to make the catch. The number one prospect in the Dodgers org is retired on the first pitch of this seventh inning. One base hit is it tonight for the Loons. Came in to score. Eddie Leonard doubled in the fifth inning. Was knocked in on a ground out by Damon Keefe. That tied it after Lansing scored in the third inning thanks to a Josh Wainwright single. Holman throws to Emmanuel Vargas. Outside, ball one. Really good effort tonight from Jorge Juan. Three innings, no runs, no hits, with five strikeouts and a walk. And Grant Holman has done a really admirable job as well. The pitch, and on the hands, fouled down the first base side, just bounding beyond the camera well to our right. Somewhere, Terry Alipert is smiling that that didn't hit his camera. There's a 1-1 pitch. Lifted out to right field, hanging up for Buelbas, comes over and strides in to make the catch. Two lazy flies for the first two outs of this seventh inning against the 2-3 hitters.
We're not seeing a lot of swings and misses against Holman, but we aren't seeing any barrels either.
And the only one that double that got through, no strikeouts to Jesse's point, but outs are just effective if the defense can do the job behind you, which they have. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Eddie Leonard. That double came from him back in his last at-bat in the fifth. 1-1 our score in the top of the seventh as the sky starts to turn to that cotton candy. Bright pink with some light blue and purple twirls through the clouds as well. The 0-1 pitch, low. One ball, one strike. Sun setting to the left of the diamond here. Crowd on hand to take in the first of six at home this week against these Loons. The pitch, bouncing foul, third base side. Ball, two strikes. Lansing with four hits today. No errors. Well, the Loons have just that one hit, one error. And the 1-1 score. The pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes. Lansing will be at Wisconsin. They call it interleague play. Make that happen. Intradivision play.
Yes.
The 2-2. Bouncing ball, third base side. Charging his right on a waist-high hop. Throws low, and McDonald can't scoop it up. It was a tough throw on right. I think he had to go a little bit quicker than he wanted to as Leonard was down the line in a hurry. He'll go base hit to Eddie Leonard on a tough play, though, at the hot corner for Josh Wainwright. So this inning extends. Leonard is on for a second time, 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Now Jose Ramos, who's got a big stick, 17 home runs. The pitch home. Outside, ball one. 1-1 our score in the seventh. Lugnuts will then go to South Bend, and then they finish up at home against the Dayton Dragons. That's it. 1-0. High hopping ball, Josh Wainwright, a second try. On the run, throws this high, this time head high. And McDonald, no problem, as that will get the Nuts through the seventh as they leave the Loons with a runner stranded. We head to the home half for the seventh as we stretch it out at Jackson Field, tied at one. First pitch to the bottom of the seventh is fouled by Jared McDonald right at home plate. 1-1 our score. Lansing trying to retake the lead after jumping in front 1-0 in the third. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you tonight. Game 109 of 132 this year. A pitch home. Swing and a miss. McDonald chased one up. No balls, two strikes. River Ryan has been dealing tonight since coming in the third. First pitch gave up a bouncing ball that got through the infield. The only run for the Nuts. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Up and in at 96 on the gun. Strikeout number 6 for River Ryan and the third K tonight for Jared McDonald.
It's always fun, too, to see what the pitcher does after he strikes out a batter. There's a little hop of River Ryan in triumph.
A little extra pep in his step the way he's been throwing tonight. Let's see if Gabriel Maciel can break things up here. 1-1 score. The pitch. Kick back off the netting. Strike one. We gave you a trivia question back in the fourth. We've got some responses here in the seventh. Trivia question tonight based off today in Lansing Lugnuts history. Rewind 3 years ago. 0-1. On the ground towards the left side. Sweeping glove by Diaz to his left. Throws to first and gets Maciel. He was running across the infield. Scooped it up. Snow cone. And then threw to first on the run. Well played by Luis Diaz.
He's had a highly active day over there at third base. He's been ready.
Tonight's trivia question was, how many runs did Lansing win by on this day back in 2019 to set the franchise record? Brian Puelbas takes a strike on the outside corner.
Good cutter.
Bobby Strauss wrote in correctly and said, Troy Miller gets his sixth win and a 19-1 thrashing of the Tin Caps. That pitch is up. One ball, one strike. A record 18-run margin of victory on this day in Lansing Lugnuts history. Hashtag Nuts Trivia. Bobby Strauss, yes, indeed. Well done, sir. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls and a strike. You know, we're still tracking. We could get a 19-1 finish here.
If
you never
did,
know.
That would be amazing. Marsha Bullard, Paul Hammerly, Leanne Cook all emailing in 19-1.
Andy Beebe said 12 runs. Just a little bit short. This one is rifled out to right field. On the run, Keith to his right makes the catch above his head, and that's going to do it. I don't think we're going to get 19 runs tonight, but who knows? We still have two innings left to go. 1-1 our score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 1-1 game in the top of the eighth inning, and it's Trayson Kubo who comes out of the Lugnuts bullpen, who relieves Grant Holman. Holman went four innings in relief of Jorge Juan, won three hitless, scoreless. For Holman, one hit allowed because in the seventh inning, they changed what had been an infield single for Eddie Leonard to an error on the third baseman right. So Grant Holman, one hit, one run, no walks, no strikeouts in his four frames, and now Kubo for the eighth inning. Righty-righty, Trayson Kubo to Damon Keith, batting sixth. Fastball low, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. Sitting to my left, Kubo against Keith, Gauthier, and DeYoung. 6-7-8 batters, and the Loons order. A ball one offering to Keith. On its way. Fastball hit high in the air to left. Maciel goes back. He's at the wall, and that ball is off the wall and stays in play. Keith heads for second base. Maciel gets in the throw to third. That's a leadoff double for Damon Keith, who did not miss hitting a tie-breaking home run by very much. It is only about 330 feet to the wall where he hit that ball. So let's say he hit it about 329 feet or so.
And it was hit so high it fooled Maciel. I think he thought that was going to leave the park or bounce off the top of the wall. And it looked like he may have had room over there, but just kind of misjudged it on a base of the wall.
So here's Austin Gauthier. Adam, let me check in with you on Trace and Kubo in just a moment. Here comes the first offering. Fly ball pounded down the right side. This one towers foul. Strike one, the count.
Now, Trace and Kubo in a 33rd appearance tonight for the Nuts, which is second most on the team this year. 39 and two-thirds innings pitched, 40 strikeouts, 27 walks. Opponents batting .221 against him. Last two outings, scoreless frames against Dayton.
A look back at the runner. Now the pitch. Down low, knocked down well by McGuire. When the Loons hit a leadoff double in the fifth inning, their only prior hit of the game, Eddie's Leonard supplied it. Ramos a ground out and then Keith the ground out to score that run. 1-1 the score. The pitch. Down low, two balls, one strike. It's another tight game for the Lugnuts. We saw plenty of this in the just completed series against the Dayton Dragons at Dayair Ballpark. Strike out, fly out to right for Gauthier so far. 2-1. Kubo's pitch. Low, skips off to the right side to third base Keith, and he stops right there as McGuire retrieves. A wild pitch for Trace and Kubo. Now that tie-breaking run is 90 feet away with nobody out. Infield drawn in for the Lugnuts. Right, Muncy on the left side. Bowman, McDonald on the right side. Outfield stays deep. If it's a fly ball, it's likely to score that run. If it's a ground ball, though, the Lugnuts want to make sure that it doesn't. Three balls, one strike. Kubo throw. That hops off to the right side, but not far. Kubo went slider. Gauthier takes the base on balls. And for Austin Gauthier, that is the fifth walk that he has drawn in four games with the Loons. Well, now runners are at first and third base. Shane McGuire's gone to the mound, and here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out there too.
Well, it makes you appreciate how good Jorge Juan and Grant Holman were tonight. These Loons hitters are really, really tough hitters. And Trace and Kubo, at times we've seen this where he has struggled to locate the zone, whether it be that fastball working off the slider. And he had the hard hit ball that was just struck and now the walk. And this is a big moment in this game. 1-1 late. Lansing trying to clean it up here and keep this thing deadlocked in the final two half innings.
The dangerous Ryan Sublett is warming up in the Loons' pen. Perhaps the best bullpen arm that the Loons have.
I like that. In a pitcher's duel tonight. Not the dangerous hitter, but the dangerous arm in Ryan Sublett.
Yes, because today's game really has been about the pitching, right?
It sure has.
And so, in this staring contest, the Loons are trying to see if the Lugnuts will blink first. Runners are at the corners. Gauthier at first, Keith at third. The batter Aldrich DeYoung from the left side. 1-1 the game. Kubo's pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. First pitch slider.
Yeah, that's his best pitch. That slider is super effective. Now can he work off of it with his fastball?
Kubo has his sign. Pitch on its way. Outside. And that was the fastball.
And that's the one thing he's trying to shore up throughout this season. It has just given him fits. And he doesn't miss by much.
Third baseman right in on the grass. Kubo throws. DeJong takes the backdoor slider and a called strike two. Number eight hitter in the Loons order, Aldrich DeJong out of Willemstad, Curacao. Time called by the catcher McGuire. Great Lakes 1, Lansing 1. Gauthier at first, Keith at third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Flight foul off to the right side. The Lugnuts, if you missed it earlier, are being managed for this series starting today by Veronica Alvarez, the acting manager, while Phil Pohl is away on vacation for all of this week. Trying to get Veronica Alvarez her first win. Here's the pitch. Runner moves from first. That's outside. Throw down to second base. The tag. Not in time. Gauthier, the feet for steal of second. Strong throw by McGuire. But Gauthier was in there. That's his first stolen base with the Loons. And now Great Lakes is runners at second and third.
Well, we've seen the Loons try that little league steal of home where they send the runner at first this year and then the runner at third takes off, but in a 1-1 game with nobody out, they didn't want to run into that first out at home plate. Just a straight steal, and well done by Gauthier to get in.
Time granted to the batter, DeJong. Infield drawn in for the Lugnuts. Two balls, two strikes. Kubo's pitch fouled off into the screen. By the way, back to the Lugnuts acting manager, Alvarez. Veronica Alvarez, since 2019, had coached in athletics spring training. Here she is as interim skipper for the Lugnuts. 2-2. Slider down and in. Count is full. She was a Villanova Wildcat, who then was the starting catcher for Team USA, the women's national team. And after winning four medals, the last a gold, she ascended through the coaching ranks to be their manager since 2018. The pitch. That's a fly ball out to center. Still coming in. He's shallow, and he makes the catch. The runners won't even try him. Throw to the plate is perfect.
That's well done by Denzel Clark. Had to go find it. Pretty long run out there, but throws his strike to home plate. And again, you don't want to run into that first and then second out, so the Loons play it safe, and they hope that Luis Diaz can come through.
That's the first out of the top of the eighth inning. Adam, I was honestly thinking with the outfielders as deep as they were, any fly was going to do it. I was wrong. Luis Diaz, first pitch. Swings and misses. Slider from Kubo.
Yeah, and Trayson Kubo and the Lugnuts would love to potentially get that slider in there for a called strike three or a swinging strike three. Get that second out here without having to have the ball put in play would be monstrous.
Fastball lined, knocked off the glove of the diving Bowman, kicks in a shallow center field. Keith scores. Gauthier over to third base. Luis Diaz is on. An RBI infield single for the Loons. Great Lakes takes a 2-1 lead.
Well, Cooper Bowman made a really spectacular play earlier in this game. That's tough because you're drawn in. Ball's going to get to you faster, but he should have had that one. Just couldn't quite squeeze it, though. That's a tough one for Bowman. Good effort, and unfortunately, instead of a line drive second out, it squirts through for a run.
Runners are at the corners for Yorbit Vivas. Adam, what do you think the odds are that Luis Diaz now tries to steal second base?
I think pretty good.
Vivas bats left. Roddy throws. Outside corner, strike called with a fastball. 2-1 Loons. Collecting their second run and their second and third hits of the game here in this eighth inning. Vivas is 0-for-3 with a strikeout and two groundouts. A pickoff though to first. They've got him picked. First baseman McDonald to the plate. Gauthier tries to score. Tag down in time. Gauthier's out. Diaz is up to second. Loons tried to steal the run. Lugnuts executed perfectly.
Sweet redemption for Max Muncy. The Loons have not been successful against the Lugnuts in trying that. They've done it now four times this year. The last time they tried it, Max Muncy had the ball deflect off his glove, and the run came in to score. He clean catches there and throws a strike to home plate to nab the runner and keep this a one-run game.
1-3 to 6-2. Gauthier's at number two. Now Diaz at second. And a no-ball, one-strike pitch from Trayson Kubo to Yorbit Vivas. Ground ball foul up the right side. I wonder, Adam, if Kubo missed something there, because the shortstop, Muncy, just started back in behind Diaz at second base, looking for a pickoff throw, but Kubo instead let the pitch fly.
Certainly seemed like the wires were crossed out there.
Nothing in two. The pitch to Vivas. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by McGuire. Kubo strikes him out. However, Great Lakes takes the lead on the RBI single by Diaz. Diaz left in scoring position. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Loons up 2-1 in Lansing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. And reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Luis Diaz's RBI single has given the visiting Loons a 2-1 lead. We go to the bottom of the eighth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts batters coming up trying to do something about this deficit. Top of the order, Muncy, Wright, McGuire. 1-2-3 against right-hander Ryan Sublett. Sublett replaces River Ryan. First pitch, Muncy takes a called strike on the outside corner. Ryan ended up pitching 4 1/3 innings. 2 hits, 1 walk, scoreless, 6 strikeouts. Sublett offers. That's away at 1-1.
Now Ryan Sublett this year, 35 appearances now for the Loons, which is the most on this team. ERA at 3.5, 76 strikeouts, 31 walks.
Break even. Muncy takes low. Ball two. The Lugnuts are out hitting the Loons, but that's not saying much. 4 hits for the Nuts, 3 hits for Great Lakes. Clark, Armenteros, and Buelbas. Muncy swings and misses a high fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Like he's been pressing a little bit tonight, Jesse. He's chased some pitches out of the zone. You can tell he's eager to get on base. But the Loons have done a nice job against him, forcing him to swing out of the zone as he did again there.
We are 1 hour and 55 minutes into this game. A 2-2 from Sublett. Ground ball pushed to first base, juggled by Vargas, recovers, throws to first, not in time. Imanol Vargas fought it the entire way. Turned into a catastrophe. It is his 10th error of the year, and Max Muncy is on at first base.
Yeah, he just couldn't find the baseball. It didn't stick in his glove there. And even so, nearly got Muncy, as good heads up by Sublette to get over there, but Muncy's speed beat it out.
107th error this year by the Loons. 84 for the Nuts. Now Josh Wainwright. The pitch. Low and away. Ball one with the off speed from Sublette. It was Wright who supplied the Lugnuts' only run way back in the third inning. He punched an RBI single to the right side to bring in Brian Buelbas. Loons 2, Lugnuts 1. Muncy at first with speed. Nobody out. The pitch. Inside to right. 2 balls and no strikes. Big day here in Lansing with the Lugnuts going for a 6th consecutive win against the Loons, looking for a 6th consecutive win. Big day at the Major League level. The Oakland A's, Shea Langeliers making his Major League debut. A 2-0. Wright fouls it off into the screen. Langeliers acquired in the trade with the Atlanta Braves from Matt Olson. The number one prospect in the A's system. One of the best prospects in all of baseball. You could make the case the best catching prospect perhaps in all of baseball. The All-Star Futures Game MVP today up in the majors. 1-for-2 already with a double and a run. Wright takes the pitch up and inside. And he's way out in front of Sublette. 3 balls, 1 strike. Oh, by the way, Langeliers debuting tonight as a DH. Starting catcher Sean Murphy is homered. A's lead 3-0 over Texas. 3-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. The letters. The fastball from Sublette.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice 1-2 punch at the catcher position, huh?
I should say so.
The Oakland Athletics not short on great catching in their organization. And Shea Langeliers, well-deserved call-up after 90-plus games in Las Vegas this year.
It's a payoff pitch. Does Muncy run? No. And Wright fouls it away down the right side. Also occurring tonight in the organization, at AAA Las Vegas, the very first of the 2022 Lugnuts to reach Vegas makes his debut. Hogan Harris gets the start for the Aviators against Sacramento. What a jump for Hogan. 3-2 once again from Sublette. Fouled away once again, twisting down the right side. Harris began this year an injury-riddled path in the Oakland A's organization ever since they had drafted him early, third rounder 4 years ago. But it was with the Lugnuts that he got his feet beneath him. He looked real good, got promoted up to Double-A, pitched well for Midland, and now tonight his Triple-A debut. Good to see. Muncy at first, nobody out. Lugnuts down 2-1. Payoff. Wright punches it foul. And the bleachers down the right side. One last thing to tell you that within the system, and that is in the Arizona Complex League, Austin Beck is making his return. Rehabbing, leading off in center field. 3-2. Line drive, right field over, second down for a base hit. Muncy up to second base. The throw in by Keith. When Wright makes his mind up that the pitcher isn't going to get him out, it turns into a tennis match, parrying and slicing, and a drop shot right over Vivas for his second hit of the game. Tying run is in scoring position. Wright is on at first as the potential go-ahead run.
Yeah, he's been living right tonight on the right side of the diamonds. I mean, he snuck one through, a hopper that gets the first run of the game, and then, yeah, just sprayed that out to right field, and... Good read by Max Muncy to get up to second base, and Lansing looking to answer as you tapped him, the dangerous Ryan Sublette. He has been really good this year, but Lansing trying to find a way here as they continue to fight in these close games after last week. They've got to have a lot of confidence coming into this late inning here in the eighth, down by one, with how well they performed in these situations last week in Dayton.
Visit to the mound by the Great Lakes Loons pitching coach David Anderson. This before Shane McGuire can step in for the Lugnuts. If this was a different part of the order, right, you might expect a bunt here. The Lugnuts have been playing for the sacrifice a lot more recently after being the last team in the Midwest League to drop down a sacrifice bunt. Get those runners to second and third with one out. But this is Shane McGuire, who has been so productive since getting called up from single-A Stockton. And he's the number three batter in the order. Left-handed hitter against the righty Sublet. Third baseman Diaz still creeping in case of a bunt. Sublet deals. McGuire takes it outside. Ball one.
I think he's swinging away here and can't blame that decision. He has been red hot since coming up. Done a nice job at the plate. Hopefully can deliver again here.
He is grounded at, flied at, and drawn a walk. 2-1 loons. The pitch stays outside. Well, you're not going to tempt Shane McGuire to expand.
Well, that's why he's so effective, right? I mean, he's going to make you come into the zone, and if you're not, he'll take his free pass to first.
Sublet has his sign. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. That is the danger of Sublet, is he has such great swing and miss stuff. And to be very specific about it, coming into play today, those 76 strikeouts in just 46 and two-thirds innings. He fires outside for ball three.
You can see he doesn't want to bring anything in the wheelhouse of McGuire. Everything is outside in this plate appearance.
Denzel Clark is waiting on deck. Lugnuts down by a run in the eighth. Pitch on its way. Popped up, foul, out of playoff to the left side. Dropping back into the seats. Lugnuts have played some dramatic games this year against the Great Lakes Loons. Go back the last time that the Loons were here at Jackson Field. On the 4th of July, 10,055, watched the series opener in which the Lugnuts' Tyler Soderstrom walked off in the bottom of the ninth with a three-run homer. The pitch to McGuire. Fouled off. Sweet level, bouncing down. And a nice grab. And here was where Josh Wainwright made things tough on the pitcher Sublet, right? Foul after foul after foul before singling Muncy to second. Payoff. McGuire fouls it away off to the left. Over the rooftop and back toward Michigan Avenue. Muncy reached on the fielding error by Vargas. Right the single. Nobody out. Last of the eighth. Sublet the sign. Here's the pitch. McGuire fouls it away to the left side. Out of the rooftop.
How great is this at bat right here?
It was a 9-pitch at bat for Josh. And Adam, I think that this is pitch number 9 coming up.
Yes, indeed.
3 balls and 2 strikes. Sublet comes set, deals. Fouled off to our left. And off the sweet level, bouncing down. Everybody gets a souvenir.
These kids just walked down the aisle. One of them gets the ball walking down the aisle. The other gets the ricocheted after the up off the window facings.
That's 4 straight fouls after the count went to 3-2. Try it again. Line drive left field. That ball's caught by DeYoung sliding forward. McGuire is out. Muncy back to second, right back to first. 10-pitch at bat, out number one, recorded by the Loons.
Ah, baseball is a cruel game. Heck of an at bat by McGuire. Lines one the opposite way after fouling pitch after pitch off. Good positioning, though, for Aldrich DeYoung.
And now Denzel Clark. 1-for-3 with a single today. He has stolen second base twice. Right-hander against right-hander. 2-1 Loons. The pitch. Inside corner, called strike one. Now Clark has been a batter who's been susceptible to the strikeout and a strikeout pitcher on the mound. He might not want to get to 2 strikes here. And 0-1 on its way. Up high. 26 pitches already utilized by Sublette. In the Loons bullpen, the lefty Jake Cantleberry is warming up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes for Clark. Fastball by him on that inner third. Loons just broke the tie in the Louise one. Muncy at second, Ride at first, one out. The deal. Fouled away down the right side. We're going through a lot of baseballs in this bottom half of the eighth inning. Lark, the cleanup hitter in the order, struggled so much against the Loons at Dow Diamond, looking to turn around his fortunes here in Lansing. Sublette steps off the rubber. He had Muncy taking a hard step toward third, so he stared him back. Second baseman Vivas is trying to keep Muncy close. First baseman Vargas plays behind right, the runner at first base. Sublette's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Clark is gone. Two outs now in the home eighth inning, and it's up to Lázaro Armenteros. But first, here comes Austin Chubb. He had Jake Cantleberry ready, and Ryan Sublette's night is done. A pitching change in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Loons 2, the Lugnuts 1. Two runners on and two outs. And the southpaw Cantleberry is coming in to take on Lázaro Armenteros in a crucial spot in this series opener. While we have a moment, just looking around the rest of the Midwest League, the key matchup in the MWL is in West Michigan. The West Michigan Whitecaps have been in a free fall, and the Lake County Captains skyrocketing. West Michigan had lost four consecutive games, Lake County winners of nine in a row, and the Captains and the Whitecaps are meeting up at LMCU Ballpark. Well, Captains one game up over West Michigan in the Midwest League Eastern Division coming into play today. Winner of the division at Six Loons in the playoffs to represent the Eastern Division in the Midwest League Championship Series. Wouldn't you know it? It's the West Michigan Whitecaps. Three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading Lake County 5-2 right now in the bottom of the eighth. If West Michigan wins, those two teams would be tied atop the East.
Going to be a fun finish to close out the year.
Elsewhere in the East, the Dayton Dragons and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps played. Fort Wayne Adam had lost six games in a row. Dayton had lost five games in a row. Fort Wayne's losing streak is over. Dayton's now lost six in a row. Tin Caps won it 4-2. Four unanswered. One in the fifth, one in the sixth, and two in the eighth to knock off the Dayton Dragons. Over in the Western Division, Cedar Rapids leads Wisconsin 5-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the seventh from Peoria, Chiefs trailing the Quad Cities River Bandits 4-1, and it's Beloit leading in South Bend 5-2. They're going to the ninth. Here, the Loons 2, the Lugnuts 1. Jake Cantleberry on the mound, Adam.
Yeah, fastball change and a slider for the Missouri Tiger. Lefty, 13th round selection in 2019.
Lázaro Armenteros takes ball one low.
And this is his 24th appearance with a 4.5 ERA, 37 strikeouts, 24 walks, but opponents batting just 190 against the lefty.
It's those walks, right? That's his trouble. If he commands, the batter's usually in trouble. Ball one offering. Low and away. Two balls and no strikes in Armenteros. The right-handed hitting, powerful DH. At second base, Max Muncy, the potential game-tying run. At first, the potential go-ahead run, Josh Wainwright. Two outs. A 2-0. Fouled up and away to the right side. Looked like a quick pitch from Cantleberry.
And you knew Armenteros is ready to hop on that 2-0 pitch. Five home runs allowed this year by Cantleberry. So, opponents struggling in the batting average department, but they have got some big swings against it.
Caps are wide open. Lefty deals to the right-handed batter. Outside corner, strike two called.
That is a beauty right there. right on the outside part. As you mentioned, Armenteros was hoping to be up 3-1, and Candleberry's right back in the count.
The Lugnuts have had first and second with none out. Now first and second, two outs. 2-2. Check swing on appeal. Did not go, says the bases umpire Molman. It was close. Center fielder Ramos was pretty much back in the dugout. He has to go all the way back to his spot and straight away center field. Three balls, two strikes on Armenteros. And another pitch that misses the zone would load the bases for Cooper Bowman. With 3-2 and two outs, those runners will be in motion. Action pitch. Armenteros goes down swinging. Candleberry went off speed. Inning over. We go to the ninth. One hit, one error, two left, no runs for the Lugnuts. It remains Great Lakes 2, Lansing 1.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Loons scored one run in the top of the eighth. The Lugnuts threatened, but did not score in the bottom of the eighth. And now to the ninth inning from Lansing, Michigan. Loons 2, Lugnuts 1. Great Lakes looking for insurance against Trace and Kubo. Before we'll go to the bottom of the ninth, we've got a tense series opener. Trace and Kubo's pitch. Diego Cartaya takes a slider for a called strike on the outside corner. Cartaya, Vargas, and Leonard. Big bats, 2, 3, and 4. And the Dodgers affiliates order. On the 0-1. Strike two called. It was right there. Cartaya is 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a pop out to short, and a fly out to left. Righty to righty. Pitch on its way. Fouls off the slider into the screen. There was one game that Cartaya had against the Lugnuts, specifically against Joey Estes, where he launched two tape measure blasts out to left field. But beyond that, the Lugnuts have pitched him well in the season series.
And specifically pitched him well here at Jackson Field.
Kubo throws. Cartaya takes the ball outside. Tomorrow night, the Lugnuts will send the right-hander Christian Fernandez to the mound. Joey Estes will go on Thursday, Jake Walkinshaw Friday, Kyle Verbitsky Saturday, Jack Owen Sunday. The deal. Ground ball up the third base side, but foul. Wide of the bag. Anyway, Josh Wainwright was covering it to his right. Stays 1-2 on Cartaya. It's history earlier tonight with regard to the Lugnuts' greatest win ever. The pitch. Cartaya lays off, breaking ball down and away. That being the Lugnuts' 19-1 win over Fort Wayne back in 2019. Adam, how well do you remember that game?
I don't remember that one very well.
Home runs for Ryan Gold, Rafael Lantigua, Griffin Conine. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Cartaya is gone. Kubo strikes at his second. One out in the ninth inning. We bring up Imanol Vargas. There was something unusual that happened in that game. And that was one position player relieved another. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps went to Tyler Benson in the eighth inning. Benson allowed five runs, so Fort Wayne brought in Calvin Alarcon to finish off the inning. Emmanuel Vargas, batting left, takes a called strike in the outside corner. This year is one of the first times I can remember you and I, we saw a position player pitch an inning, and then the next inning we saw a reliever come in.
Just never know what you're going to get.
Strike one pitch off the outside corner. Today in Lugnuts history, it was August the 16th, 2013. Emilio Guerrero went 6-for-6 and hit a grand slam. That tied the league record. The pitch, outside corner, strike two called. Today in Lugnuts history, 2016, the Great Lakes Loons took on the Lugnuts here in Lansing. Yadier Alvarez was on the mound for Great Lakes, firing in 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, 5 no-hit innings. Loons won 12-0. 1-2, a ground ball, foul off the foot, then bouncing out toward Kubo. I'll give you one more today in Lugnuts history. But I do want to relate that Yadier Alvarez and his 100-mile-an-hour fastballs back in 2016, 6 years ago. Tonight, Adam, we saw Nick Frosso and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Kubo fires. The slider is up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Vargas. 1 out, nobody on. I'd say Frosso looked good. And then River Ryan looked really good, too, for Great Lakes today.
Really, all the pitchers tonight have done a great job.
Vargas hits a chopper past Kubo. Second baseman Bowman comes in, gathers, and then swings it submarine over to first. 2 outs. Hey, get it over there by whatever arm angle is quickest.
Yeah, that was the old sidearm throw on the run. Zipped it.
And toss sweep.
That's right. Jared McDonald, nice job adapting. That's like a wide receiver getting the old Matthew Stafford sidearm or Patrick Mahomes sidearm on the run.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Eddie Lenard is the next batter. He's 1-for-3 with a double. And Lenard swings and misses. Kubo goes slider to start him. Just in case, the Lugnuts are warming up a right-hander in the pan up the right field line. It's Angelo Infante. Strike one pitch. Lenard takes a cold strike in the outside corner. Slider first. There's the fastball. Kubo is looking for a 1-2-3 top of the ninth. 2-1 Loons. Lugnuts will have Bowman, McDonald, Maciel for the bottom half. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes at Lenard on 3 pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Eddie Lenard. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Trace and Kubo, a fine top half. Lugnuts, though, trailing the Loons 2-1. Hang tight.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Loons 2, Lugnuts 1. Number 1, Cooper Bowman is coming up first. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Bowman from the right, lefty Jake Canterbury for the Loons. Let's it fly. And Bowman takes a called strike with a fastball. Bowman, McDonald, Maciel. 6, 7, 8 batteries. The southpaw issues up high.
Just need a base runner, Jesse. That's the goal. Somebody get on base. You got a chance here.
Canterbury came out of the bullpen for the Loons to strike out Lázaro Montero's and strand runners at first and second. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Ball and two strikes on Bowman. 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out to second. Cooper Bowman, who homered in his first game with the Lugnuts. The 1-2. High fly to left field, to his right to Young. Down the line, approaches the wall. He's out of room. That ball is foul off the high green concrete wall. Cooper was taking his shot down that left field line where the pole is only 304 feet away.
Yeah, pretty close. He's got the right idea. Just get it up. And that ball can sneak over that high wall and left. Close.
The other thing about Bowman, Adam, you and I, we've seen when the pitcher works him away, he loves to just punch it. And the right side, especially right center field, that alleyway is wide open to Triple's alley. Canterbury, a kick and a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheddar. One up and one gone. Jared McDonald next. You know, the last time that McDonald homered, it was against the Loons, and it was in the ninth inning at Dow Diamond against the lefty Julian Smith.
Comeback effort fell just short in that one.
One out, nobody on, down 2-1. First pitch, Canterbury misses outside, ball one. Lugnuts continue to look ahead toward a potential 10th inning with number 10, Roddy Angelo Infante warming in the pen up the right side. Canterbury throws up high again. Two balls and no strikes. He's missing a lot up. Three swinging strikeouts for McDonald in the second, the fourth, and the seventh. Pitch. Breaking ball across the outside corner. Out of called strike one.
That's a bold pitch right there. Down 2-0, trying to find a strike, and he points one on the outside part of the plate going off speed.
Look at Shohei Tomioka, who's serving as the guardian angel, also working on his mechanics. The deal. Under the arms. Well, the count is 3 balls and a strike.
Gotta get your form down out there.
That's right. That's like somebody practicing their golf stroke. You would never do that.
Not at all.
The Lugnuts would love a base runner. Here it comes. McDonald fouls it back. To our right, off the sweet level, bounding down. McDonald. One out, last of the ninth. Nuts down by one run. The payoff. Stroke through the left side. Base hit past the diving Lanard. And left field DeYoung gets it into second base. A one out single for Jared McDonald. And now the tying run is on.
Really good at bat there by Jared McDonald. Gets ahead 2-0. Nice job by Canterbury to get back in the count. And then McDonald gets a good pitch to swing at and barrels it to the left side of the diamonds.
Now Canterbury against the switch hitting Gabriel Maciel, batting right. One on, one out, down 2-1. Pitch. He bunts it toward third. In comes Diaz, grabs, throws. He's out at first base. Maciel trying to bunt his way for a hit. Two gone. Jared McDonald now into second base. That potential game-tying run in scoring position. Two away for Brian Guelbas.
It's a great job by Maciel to get that down. That pitch coming up and in towards his hands and still got bat on ball. Nearly beat it out, but at least gives the Nuts a chance here with the tying run at second base.
Can Guelbas come through? It is Guelbas who scored the Lugnuts' only run of the game. Infield single in the third inning, stole second base, brought in on a Josh Wainwright RBI single, advancing down 2-1. Canterbury throws. Strike called on the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball. McDonald leads away from second. Canterbury has his sign. Sets. Throws. Foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Cartaya. And the Lugnuts are now down to their very last strike. By the way, the official scorer has given Maciel credit for a sacrifice. 180 feet away. Loons 2, Lugnuts 1. 0-2 from Canterbury. Bouncing ball down toward third. In comes Diaz. Scoops it up. Throws. He's out at first base. And this ball game is over. The Great Lakes Loons edge the Lugnuts 2-1. The Loons win their sixth consecutive game. And the Lugnuts' five-game winning streak is over in a tight and taut series opener.
That's tough. Lugnuts just didn't have the clutch swing late. They did the right things, got runners on base. You're going to look back at that eighth inning and go, wow, we got the first two on, and then the line drive from McGuire, and then back-to-back clutch strikeouts from Sublett and Canterbury. And then McDonald gets in scoring position, but Lansing just didn't have that big swing late. And give credit to the Loons, who won a hard-fought pitching duel tonight.
In the end, the Lugnuts go 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position as well. Two runs, three hits, two errors for the Loons. The Loons improved to 26-17, 66-43 for the year. On the other side for the Lugnuts, one run on six hits and one error. They fall to 19-24 and 44-65 for the year as a whole. Adam, looking ahead to tomorrow, you and I are going to do our game recreation broadcast tomorrow. It's going to be difficult. It's always important to me to do that broadcast just to pay tribute to the way that games used to be done. It then eerily came back with the pandemic restricting broadcasters' travel so that we actually had to recreate some broadcasts last year, but we're not going to watch the game. We're going to have it game-casted, and we're going to do our darndest to call the baseball game with sound effects.
That's a good ode to what it used to be like, and certainly used to be like just a couple of years ago. So, yes, we're looking forward to the game tomorrow, but we're not going to watch the game tomorrow unless we're in the number two chair. So, going to be really cool, always exciting to do that. Really nice touch that, Jesse, you do every single season, and can't wait to see what the Lugnuts can do to try and bounce back. Tough to see this winning, hard-fought game tonight by the Nuts.
Christian Fernandez gets the ball tomorrow on the dog days of summer, 7.05 p.m., the time of first pitch. We hope to see you out here via going to LansingLugnuts.com, LansingLugnuts.com to purchase your tickets. The phone number is 517-485-4500. Quality Dairy Light Show tonight, just like there's a Quality Dairy Light Show after every single Lugnuts game. Thursday, Labatt-Blue Thirsty Thursday with Lansing Facts Night. Joey Estes gets the ball against Robbie Pito for the Great Lakes Loons. That coming up on Thursday, Friday, Lapview Fireworks. Saturday, Lapview Fireworks. Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day. Saturday and Sunday, a wizarding weekend. You will disappoint Adam if you don't come to those games.
You can't manage the mischief if you don't come out this weekend. All right, folks. So come on out to the Diamond. We want to see you.
As far as tonight goes, any final thoughts?
No, I hate to see the Lugnut streak come to an end, but boy, they're battling tough right now, and they pitched it again. You saw it all last week, Jesse. They pitched it tremendously in Dayton. That gave them opportunities to win. They took 5 of 6. They do that again tonight and just couldn't quite come through. So hopefully bounce back tomorrow.
We'll see till tomorrow. As far as tonight goes, we're calling it a night. Bradham Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. Maloons 2, the Lugnuts 1. Good night from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.